This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neils, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
You guys, we love singles, and anybody that's following us, y'all know that. Scott and I were both married, single, and now married again. And so we've been there. We get
yes,
you.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
We get you. And we believe that God has a special calling on our lives for singles. We stop all the time and talk about how grateful we are and how much we love singles.
Yeah.
And we don't want to single you out, but we're speaking directly to you guys today. So going back to when I was suddenly single, that was a rude awakening for me.
That's right.
For me, I had never been single before. I did the get married, go to college, you meet someone, and then I came back for the summer, and then I got married at the end of the summer, and bam, I was married for almost 17 years, and then bam, I was single all of a sudden for almost 9 years before you and I married.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge awakening for me. Why don't you tell your single story, how you were single, not, and single, and married?
Yeah, I mean, when I was single again, I was single for a long time. And, you know, I didn't really have any kind of inner peace. I didn't know Christ. I knew of him, but did everything I could to stay away from him. And so I really had no inner peace. You know, people would think, yeah, he's a happy guy, man. He laughs a lot and all this. They didn't know the inside of me that was dying. To myself, you know, I was dying every day because I had no peace, and I was an approval seeker. You know, that's how I got my validation. What people said about me, or thought about me, or whatever. And so I lived every day, you know, to get approval, and here I am walking around with no peace inside of me, you know, and not knowing Christ. But when I came to know him over a decade ago, my goodness, the peace, they say in the Bible, the peace that passes all understanding, it's in there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peace that I felt immediately that I couldn't understand.
Yeah, and we live in a society that promotes couples, that promotes families.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're single, it can be a lonely time, especially when Valentine's Day comes along and all the holidays, and then we go to all the family gatherings and they're like, who are you dating now? Are you still single? What's going on with you? I mean, when I was suddenly single after my marriage, my family could not stand the fact that I was single. And my mom and dad, you know, were from the World War II era, and that was so foreign to them. So it was a tremendous time of growth for me, but I also experienced a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts that I had not ever had before, which is why we have such a love for singles. And I think if I had to say one thing right now, and we're not going to expound on it because we're building a real powerful teaching from it because we believe it's revelation from God. There is one thing that Scott and I truly believe that keeps you in a really sick, single place. So having said all that, what I said before was when I was single, I did experience a lot of feelings and a lot of thoughts that I had not ever had before. I did not realize that the society was so much made up of families and married people and children.
Mm-hmm.
And those were such hurtful times until I got into recovery. I just dreaded those times. I just wanted to run. I would isolate because out of sight, out of mind, right? And then I got into recovery, which, we're going to be honest with y'all, anybody out there that's single, to us, that needs to be your highest priority is recovery.
Mm.
We've all got issues from our past that happened when we were children. I don't care who you are. It may not have happened when you grew up, But it happened in a relationship, in a working environment, friendship, somewhere along the way. Those things need to be dealt with. And when they're dealt with, your chances of having a successful relationship are going to be much higher because you dealt with all of that before. Because believe us when we say this, you guys and girls listening, there is nothing that will bring your issues to surface like a marriage. Mm. Because you put two people under the same roof now that have all these issues going on inside of them. And you can manage those issues when you're single. But you put two people under the same roof who are not recovered, fighting their own demons, fighting their own battles that now have surfaced because of the pressure of the marriage, of that relationship, it is a recipe for divorce. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that for anybody. And I did not know all this growing up. And before I got married the first time, we got some counseling, not anything like we needed. And, you know, looking back, you know, I wish I had known what I knew then. But it's God's worked it all out because we can share with you right now. And we're going to emphasize it takes humility.
It does.
To get into recovery. But if you care anything about having a successful relationship, pray to God to give you the willingness. And we want to encourage you with that. Because you know what? If you do that, your chances of having a great marriage are awesome, are much greater than Scott and I could have ever had.
Yeah.
Had we, you know, done that before, you guys are in a great place, a great position to have a wonderful marriage. And when you get into recovery and you start getting better, you'll just start standing back and watching all these things and other people's marriages and relationships that you never have seen before. And what happened to me, mm-hmm. I became grateful because I could see a lot of people that felt trapped.
Yeah.
A lot of people that felt in prison and a lot of marriages that were just sticking together out of convenience or because the children when two people were miserable.
Yeah.
And there is nothing like hell than being in a marriage that's bad. When it's great, it is heaven on earth. And when it's bad, it is a living hell.
Yeah.
And we just want to encourage you guys in humility. Go and get into a great recovery program. We do the biblical 12 steps. Biblical 12 steps. Life-changing. With a mentor with you. If you have alcohol or drug abuse issues, get into AA. But find you a sponsor who is a firm believer, not just professing God, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit that you're going to be able to maintain your recovery and stay reconciled to God and have healthy relationships, not just with a spouse, but within every area of your life. And if you can't tell this in my voice, something's wrong, because we're telling you from experience, recovery is so important.
Yeah.
That's why we name our podcast, Living It Up While Beginning Again. Beginning again is recovery.
It is.
Beginning again just sounds more glamorous than recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about beginning again every single day. Now, those of y'all that are single and you might have been feeling victimized or in having your own pity party that nobody shows up to except for you, we want you to get into a position of gratitude because you're hearing us say this, that it's never too late. It's not too late to have the relationship of your dreams and be grateful to God that He has spared you.
That's right.
From a marriage that would be a disaster because you don't have recovery. And that says a lot right there.
It does.
Being grateful. And we can over-spiritualize this, you know, but we're not going to because we're just trying to relay the truth of the matter, and that is it. And if you have never been married before and you've not been into recovery, we're going to say praise God because He has spared you that marriage because you could not handle it.
That's right.
You couldn't handle it. So if that's your life... We're telling you, praise God, because He has truly spared you.
That's right.
Now, what do you have to say?
But really,
I'm so mean.
Yeah, I really don't have anything to add to it, to be honest with you, because that's exactly what it is. You know, your inner peace. One thing I will say is, you know, as a single, you need to have that inner peace and know that you're not alone.
Yeah.
God's with you, if you allow Him to be. I got to that place, you know, when I was single, to where it's okay that I'm single.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm single the rest of my life, I'm never going to be single.
because we'd reached that place where we were okay with just us and God.
That's right. I was never going to be alone again. Mm-hmm. He was never going to leave me. He was never going to forsake me. He was always going to be proud that I'm his son and happy that I'm his son. I was affirmed. It gave me great inner peace. And it still does, even though I'm married, that does to this day, because he's my first love, mm-hmm. you know, and he's Teresa's first love. And if you look at the scripture in John, 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. We're his first love. Now, if that doesn't bring inner peace, I don't know what else to say. But I will say one thing. The first step to inner peace is to get to know him. Have you done that? Have you ever asked him into your heart? Or have you just said the words? Well, if you've never done that, or maybe you have and you're realizing I don't have inner peace, I've never asked him into my heart. Well, today's the day. Whether you're single or you're married, today's the day. Mm-hmm. So if you would please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into our lives. Lord, we know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, and because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I need you to be my inner peace. I need you, Father, in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We did it again. Well, yeah, we did better.
We did better this time. But, you know, today's Friday.
We love us some singles.
We do.
We want our singles to go to church.
We do. And you got a perfect opportunity either tomorrow or Sunday. Find a church, you know, and go to it. And we want you to, you know, to really look at that. And that's a Christ-believing church and Bible, you know, a Bible-beating church is what we say in the Bible Belt. But also we just want you to ask somebody there after the service, if you enjoyed the service, that, hey, you know what? I need someone to help me with this. I've given my life to Christ and I need someone to help me. Ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program. It's so important mm-hmm. to have someone walk with you, especially the first year with your new exciting life with the Savior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has been great for us.
It has.
It was good for us. We hope it was good for you.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to doing more podcasts for our singles.
That's right.
So until then, keep living it up as a single.
While beginning again as a single.